This is how to live life.
No one knows how to live. People do not know the first thing about marriage, and yet they rush into it. They do not know how to be parents, but they become parents anyway. You should live your life in such a way that it makes your children happy. Each morning, you should all make a vow not to come into conflict with anyone throughout the day. What benefit do you get from conflict?
We only get hurt.
Not only that, but your entire day will be ruined. Moreover, you will forego human birth in your next life. Human life form can only come as long as there is goodness and decency in you. What if you maintain a beastly nature, battling and ramming your horns into others? Are you worthy of human birth again? Who uses horns, a bull or a man?
Men seem to use it more, Dada.
If a man causes harm, he will have to take birth in the animal kingdom, where he will have four legs and a tail. Life is not easy there. It is full of pain and suffering. You must understand this well.
Conflict is a sign of ignorance.
Do we clash in our life because we cannot find compatibility?
Conflict is worldly life, and worldly life is full of conflict.
Dada, what causes conflicts?
Ignorance. If you have conflict with anyone, it is a sign of your own weakness. People are not at fault. They never cause differences of opinions. The differences in opinion are your own fault. If someone clashes with you on purpose, you should ask for his or her forgiveness. Whenever you are in conflict, the fault is yours.
Dada, we want to avoid clashes, but a pole stands in our way. Suppose we walk around it and it still falls on top of us. What should we do then?
When it falls, you move out of the way.
No matter how much we try to avoid it, it still hurts us. Take my wife for example.
At the time of conflict, you should find a solution.
If someone insults us and we feel insulted, is it because of our ego?
In reality, when someone insults you, he's really melting away your ego, but it is affecting the excessive ego anyway. What is wrong in that? Otherwise, these karmas will never free you.
Keep everything contained within you like the ocean.
Dada, generally the older person find fault with the younger, and the younger person find fault with the youngest. Why is it so?
That is the way it is. The older one tries to control the younger by finding faults with him. He should just take the blame on himself and admit that the fault is his if the problem is to be solved quickly. What I do if the other person does not have the capacity for tolerance is to take it upon myself. I do not blame others. Why should I, when I am able to contain it all within me like an ocean? Just look at how the ocean accommodates all the sewage of Bombay. In the same way, we should be able to take it all in. We become noble and graceful to all around us if we can do this. Children will also feel our love. They will notice our openness. Deposit everything that comes to you. It is the law of this world that if a person insults you, he leaves all his energy for you. Therefore, accept it with joy.
Misuse of Vyavasthit.
Although we want to avoid conflict by all means and settle a matter with equanimity, what if the other person still provokes us and insults us? What do we do?
Nothing. It is our own account. Therefore, we must resolve it with equanimity. We should stay within our laws and solve our puzzles ourselves.
Do conflicts occur because of vyavasthit, means scientific circumstantial evidences?
Yes, conflicts are because of vyavasthit. However, when can we say that? We can say so only after the conflict has occurred. Your resolve should be, I do not want to come into conflict with anyone. If we see a pole in front of us, we should understand that we have to go around it and not walk into it. Despite doing this, if we still bump into it, only then can we say that it is vyavasthit. If we use vyavasthit as an excuse from the beginning, we are essentially misusing the knowledge of vyavasthit.
Clashes diminish spiritual power.
If there is anything that totally depletes spiritual energy, it is conflict. If you become involved in a fight, you are done for. If someone tries to provoke you, you should restrain yourself. There should not be any conflict. Avoid conflict at all costs, even if it costs you your life. One can attain liberation only if there are no conflict. If you learn to avoid getting into conflict with anyone, you don't even need a guru or any other intermediary. In one or two lifetimes, you will attain liberation. When one decides and maintains a strong resolve that he does not want to involve himself in any friction with others, it is the beginning of right belief, that is samkhya. I guarantee that he will get liberation. One can cure the effects of conflicts on the physical body with medicines, but who will be able to remove the wounds of conflicts on the mind and on the intellect? These will not resolve even in 1,000 lifetimes.
Do conflict cause damage to the mind and intellect?
Not only the mind and the intellect, but the entire internal mechanism will be affected, and its effects will be seen on the body too. Many difficulties arise through conflicts.
Dada, you are saying that all our energy will deplete with friction and conflicts. Will this energy return if we maintain awarenesses?
You do not need to drag your energies back. They are still there. They are now arising. All energies you had lost because of conflicts in your past life are now coming back to you. Beware not to create any new conflicts, else your energies, including those you have just acquired, will be lost again. In the absence of conflicts, they will increase continuously. It is because of revenge in this world there are conflicts. The root cause of this world is vengeance. He who has stopped his vengeance and conflicts is liberated. Love has no obstacle. When hostility and enmity go away, love prevails.
Common sense, everywhere applicable.
What is required to make worldly interaction pure? One needs to have complete common sense. One needs to be stable, cool-headed, considerate, and above all, one needs common sense. The definition of common sense is that it is applicable everywhere. If one has common sense along with self-realization, he will be radiant.
How can common sense comes about?
If someone tries to clash with you, but you do not clash with them, then common sense will arise. You will lose your common sense if you clash with anyone. There should be no friction from your end. Common sense arises from another person's friction with you. The strength of the soul is such that it will show you how to conduct yourself during times of friction. Once you have it, this knowledge will never leave you. Moreover, you will acquire more common sense. I have tremendous common sense because I do not come into any friction. I immediately understand the meaning behind what you say. Other people may think what is being said is harmful to Dada, but I realize instantly that there is no harm in it. It is not harmful from the worldly point, nor is it harmful from a religious viewpoint, and it is definitely not harmful to the soul. People may think it is harmful for the soul, but I understand the benefits of it. That is the impact of common sense. Thus, I have given you the definition of common sense. It is applicable everywhere. It does not exist in today's generation. Common sense has progressively decreased with each generation. After acquiring this vijnan, that is, this science, a person can live without conflicts. A few very fortunate individuals can stay this way even without this science, but not in all situations. Situations of conflicts dealt with this knowledge will lead towards your spiritual progress. The higher the intensity of the conflict, the higher you climb. Without friction, you stay where you are.
On the path of progress through conflicts.
Dada, if we regard conflicts as being helpful in our spiritual progress, then we will make progress.
Yes, but people do not look at it with this understanding. God does not take you higher. Conflicts do. Conflicts can take you up to a certain level, but beyond that, only a jnani, that is a self-realized person, can help you. Conflicts occur naturally. Just like rocks in the riverbed that become smooth and rounded from the erosive forces of the water, conflicts and frictions in life will smoothen your ragged edges.
Dada, do conflict deplete spiritual energy?
Yes.
Prakriti, that is one's nature, causes friction.
Who causes friction, the inanimate or the animate?
Frictions of your past life creates further friction. It is not a question of animate or inanimate. The soul does not have anything to do with this. The pudgal, that is the complex of thoughts, speech and action, causes all the friction. However, it is friction from the past that is causing friction all over again. Those who do not have friction from the past do not experience it again. Friction begets friction, which in turn leads to more friction. This is how they keep accumulating. Pudgal, that is the body, the prakriti, is not completely inanimate. It is a mixture of the consciousness of the pure self, that is chetan, animate, and the non-self, that is jad or inanimate. This results in a third entity with its own entirely different name and form. This is what causes friction. It is this that gets into conflicts. The pudgal that is pure will not have any conflict.
Where there is no friction, does that mean a true intent of non-violence has developed there?
No, it is nothing like that. Now that you have realized the danger of clashing with a wall, you become much more aware of the grave danger of clashing with all the living beings in whom the Lord resides. With this realization, fundamental changes will come about. Ahimsa, that is non-violence or transgression through words, speech and action, cannot be completely understood because it is too profound to be understood in its entirety. Instead, if you just grasp this much, never, ever get into conflicts. You will conserve your energies, which will grow day by day. Thus, you will not incur any loss due to friction. If at times you do get into friction, then you can erase the consequences by doing pratikramans, that is, ask for forgiveness sincerely. Otherwise, there are grave consequences. With this gnan, you will attain liberation. But by associating with friction, you will encounter a lot of obstacles, which will delay your enlightenment. To think negatively about a wall would not bring harm upon you, because the loss will only be one-sided, whereas even a single negative thought towards a living being is detrimental. Losses will be encountered on both sides. However, if you do pratikraman afterwards, your faults will be erased. Therefore, wherever there is friction, do pratikraman so it ends.